صل على محمد وآل محمد.
After the 10th of Muharram, the ladies and orphans of the Prophet's family were taken captives to Kufa. They were circulated around the city tragically. As they entered Kufa, crowds of people surrounded the caravan, blocking all the streets. Sayyidah Zainab decided to give a speech referring to the misfortune that the Umayyad gang brought to the Islamic nation by killing the actual leader, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and blamed the people of Kufa with that crime, because it was they who breached their promises of supporting the Imam. The speech was so powerful that a man standing by said, "When I looked at her, by Allah, I have never seen any proud and modest woman with that eloquence. It was as if she was talking with Imam Ali's tongue. She told people to be silent, people became silent. Even the bells on the camels stopped jiggling." When she finished the sermon, Kufa was filled with emotions and sadness. Some people were biting their fingers as a sign of regret. After her speech, there was a possibility of an uprising and a riot against the government. Thus, the captives were taken to the palace of Ibn Ziyad. Ibn Ziyad, who is also known as Ibn Marjana, was sitting down as a proud and arrogant person. He looked around at the captives and asked, "Who is that lady?" The lady did not respond. He repeated the question. One of the servants said, "This is Zainab, the daughter of Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon them." Ibn Ziyad said, "Thanks to Allah who disgraced and killed your family and revealed the false nature of your claims." In the likeness of her courageous father and brothers, Lady Zainab replied to him, "All praise is to Allah who blessed our family with his Prophet, who was of our family, and purified us from sin. Allah only disgraces major sinners and reveals the false nature of the corrupt and wicked ones. Such men are not among us, O Ibn Marjana." Ibn Ziyad was astonished by this response and had nothing to say. As he tried to cover up his failure, he said, "Did you see how Allah dealt with your family?" Sayyidah Zainab replied, "I saw nothing but beauty. Allah ordained them to be killed and they obeyed and hurried after their graves. And soon Allah will gather you and them, and they will complain of you to Allah. Now look forward to who will win that claim. May your mother mourn your death, O son of Marjana." Her words offended him so bad that he lost his temper, that he stood up to strike Sayyidah Zainab until he was stopped. After Ibn Ziyad was disgraced, he soon sent the captives to Damascus. In Damascus, Yazid's government had bombarded the people of Syria with false information about the family of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and spread fake virtues about the descendants of Abu Sufyan. So it is not surprising that when the family of the Prophet entered Damascus, people had worn new clothes, decorated the city, musicians were playing songs, and the city was filled with happiness. However, the sermons delivered by Imam Sajjad and Sayyidah Zainab, peace be upon them, changed the conditions in a very short time. They informed the people about the tyranny of the Umayyads and the horrifying act they did to the descendants of the Prophet in Karbala. Soon the hatred of the people of Damascus towards Ahlul Bayt changed to friendship and affection. Yazid had prepared a ceremony in his court, which no one had ever done before. He invited all the elite officials, noblemen and army commanders of the Umayyads. Then he recited some poetry with hatred in his heart to the captives, saying how his forefathers would have been happy how he killed the family of the Prophet, peace be upon them. Reacting to his poetry, Sayyidah Zainab rose up against him and delivered an eloquent speech which proved the rightness of Imam Hussein and the wrongdoing of Yazid. Her speech fell like a thunderbolt on the tyrant Yazid. His ego was shattered in front of the people. The speech created a roaring wave in the crowd against Yazid as they felt sorrow. Yazid tried to find ways to justify his crime, so he blamed it on Ibn Ziyad and cursed him. The reaction of Sayyidah Zainab and Imam Zain al-Abidin's speeches caused Yazid to free the captives. Her speeches were so powerful that many people still remember them today. From there on, Sayyidah Zainab and Imam Zain al-Abidin held gatherings to mourn for her family and let everyone know what Yazid had done. She left a message of courage, love, and self-sacrifice, which continues to inspire millions of people to this day.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma.